TV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Leaders around the world are coming together to send a message to Israel after Iran's air assault on Israeli military targets over the weekend. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Middle East is on the brink.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the people of the region are facing the possibility of a full-scale regional conflict.
Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
Many of Israel's allies, including the U.S., are urging it not to retaliate.
Damage from the strikes was minor. Nearly all the missiles were shot down. Iran says the strikes were an act of self-defense after an air attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria. The first criminal trial of a former U.S. president gets underway today. Donald Trump is accused of falsifying records to cover up hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. CBS's Matt Piper is in New York.
Potential jurors will be given a questionnaire with 42 questions ranging from the mundane and common, like what do you do for a living and have you ever served on a jury before, to the more pointed, like have you ever attended a rally or campaign event for any anti-Trump group or organization.
Trump will have to be in court every day. The trial could last more than 6 weeks. An upstate New York police officer and a sheriff's deputy were shot and killed after they stopped a suspicious car near Syracuse. Police Chief Joseph Cecil says the driver sped away before they tracked them down to a home nearby.
We lost two heroes tonight, two men who answered the call to duty to put on the badge and protect the community.
Suspect also died. Author Salman Rushdie giving his first TV interview to CBS's 60 Minutes since the knife attack at a literary festival in New York in 2022 that took out one of his eyes.
In the corner of my right eye, the last thing my right eye would ever see, I saw the man in black running toward me down the right-hand side of the seating area. Black clothes, black face mask. He was coming in hard and low. A squat missile.
His new book, Knife, is out tomorrow. Reported belt tightening at Tesla today. With EV sales softening and more competition, tech site Electric says Elon Musk's company is laying off 10% of its workforce. Tesla cut 4% of its New York workforce in February. Scottie Scheffler's just won his second Masters in 3 years. What's next? He tells CBS it's joining his wife, who's about to give birth.
I'm coming home. I'll be home as quick as I can. Yeah, I love you and I'm coming home.
S&P futures up 22. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in Northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Gelled Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks get blown out in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks wrapped up the regular season with an ugly loss to the Magic, 113-88. Damian Lillard was back from an adductor injury. Doc Rivers asked why he benched him in the second half.
I just didn't like how he was moving, honestly. I didn't like the way he was moving the first half. He took a bad step, and I just didn't like the way he was moving. I'm just being straight with you. I just figure if you sit him, you can't be wrong.
Up next, the Bucks will host the Pacers in a best-of-seven playoff series, Game 1 Sunday at Fiserv Forum. Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Orioles 6-4 Sunday, but won the series in Baltimore. They host the Padres tonight. In golf, Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket at the Masters.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Scheffler winning by four strokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, 54. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more likely from late tomorrow through tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Now you know what my mom does? Now my mom calls me every day. I was married for 8 horrible years. My mother called me every day because I had the longest marriage of anyone in my family. How sad is that? My mom would call me every day. She'd go like this. Is everything still all right? Which is kind of insulting because I was married 8 years. I had 2 kids. Is everything still okay? Like one day she's going to call. I'm going to go, no, mom. Thank God you call. Everything's all wrong. It's horrible. Come and pick me up. And that's her dream, that she'll come and pick me up, and we'll spend the rest of our lives together just tap dancing from one room of the house to another. Hey, Mom. What's for supper? I made you favorites.
WRJN, thank you for joining us here. We'll have local news from Stuart J. Waddles coming up in just a few moments. But right now, we're going to talk Salmon-O-Rama coming up this summer. You know, all these big events, we're talking about the state fair. All these events are coming up now, and this was not a bad winter, but it's always nice to have this warm weather we're having. And just a quick reminder, sunny today with a high near 63, clear tonight, lows 44. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, but you get that with warm weather. Highs near 55. Right now, it's sunny, clear, gorgeous. The birds are singing out there. The woodpeckers are knocking down trees. I can hear them out there. 46 degrees, and my guest is Josh Sopchuk. He is the president of Salmon Unlimited, the people who run Salmonorama. And good morning, my friend. Glad to have you aboard.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. The first time here.
Yes, first time in the station.
No, won't be the last time, trust me.
We're, great.
We're going to work with Salmonorama. Now, this is, the festival is back. Now, the fishing contest never ended. It was always on.
No, it's been fantastic. We've had great turnout over the last few years. I think last year might have been a record participation in the actual fishing event, and we had unbelievably good weather last season.
So, years ago, when I first came here to the radio station in 1991, they said, we were part of Salmonorama. We broadcast from there. I said, Salmon, what? What are you talking about, Salmonorama? I was new to the area. Now, I lived in Wisconsin, but I was new to Racine. They said, oh, you won't believe this. We broadcast there from, I think, 11 days. And every night from 7 o'clock until closing, we broadcast from there. I said, oh, okay. I guess I'm part of that. And we had a boat sitting right there by the where the ice skating rink used to be. We had a boat, and we used to set up in the boat. And I said, this thing moves. How are we going to set up equipment in here? Well, they kind of lock it in, so it's not going to move that much. So we broadcast from there every year, and I gave you a couple of pictures of a very young rookie congressman joining me. It was Paul Ryan. He was sat there with me at Salmonorama in our broadcast area and stayed with us for a couple of hours. And
talking got the about, photo right here.
Yeah, talking about fish. Okay, so it was a fishing festival, and it was a regular festival where fun. They had games. They had mini fishing where little kids can fish in a fake pond. They had a lot of food, drinking, and entertainment on the stage. And that all ended all of a sudden. Why did that end?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you why it ended or why it pared back, but the site's moved a few times, and with any event, it's really driven by those volunteers that organize, that plan, that fundraise, that implement. And at some point, it seems like that had faded away. I mean, the event wasn't ours to begin with, if you're aware of the history.
The fishing contest was.
The whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the whole thing was started by Tuesday Optimist Club of Racine, as I understand. And I've only been a part of it for a part of this organization for about 4 years now. Plead the fifth if my information isn't as accurate. It's what I've learned from people. But Tuesday Optimist Club of Racine started it in 1974, a year after Salmon Unlimited of Wisconsin formed as a nonprofit in 1973. And we were just one of five nonprofits that were involved in the time at running that quote-unquote festival, as you said.
Well, and by the way, if you have a question for Josh, anything about Salmonorama, or if you want to just bring up an old memory, you can text us. Go to the Civic Media app, download it, and go to WRJN. Or you can just text the phone number, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. Now, we'll put your comment on the radio, but I just learned the other day how to actually answer it on my cell phone. There's a whole app I had to go to do that. I just learned about it the other day. And we have, this company is based on geniuses who know how to do all this stuff. I'm not one of them. But they did tell me about how to do it. So we can't answer you. So 262-300-7445. Now, the fishing festival, people don't realize big prizes. They have big prizes and cash money too, right?
Yes. This is a derby, and it's a 9-day event starting at midnight on Saturday, July 12th this year. We're going to kick it off a little early, being our 50th anniversary of the event.
Oh, is it really 50th?
50th. Okay. Yes, 1974. That was before me.
Not before me. Before I got here. I got in Wisconsin in 1980. Yeah. It was just a few years before me.
Yeah, so we took the ownership of the event some years ago, as Tuesday Optimist transitioned out, and some of the other groups, I think, as well, we had the opportunity to buy the naming and the rights to running the fishing tournament, the Derby. And so we picked that up as a club, and we've run it ever since. But the festival portion has been, we'll say on and off, depending on number of people involved and location. We've bounced around to a couple different sites over the years. Had a really gracious host in Racine County and Reef Point Marina down on the peninsula for about the last 10 years. But Anybody who's been down to our event, particularly on the final Sunday, they'll tell you the same. Parking was tough. There's only so many spots on that peninsula. So we were looking to get somewhere that was more cohesive, more inviting for more people to attend and have more parking. And that's what we're looking to set up this year.
Festival Hall. Festival Park.
Rotary Park at Festival Hall.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're going to have the new management team on the air with us from 5K. They're going to be on the air with us this week, next week, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. But, you know, we're so lucky here in Racine because you got a lakefront. You might as well take advantage of it.
It is incredible. It's the reason I was attracted to live here in the first place.
Yeah, but you're from not far from the area here. You're
just down the road in Waukegan. But take a drive on the lakefront of Waukegan and look at accessibility.
You're not saying you're from Illinois, are you?
Hey, you know, I'm a convert.
I mean, I'm not originally from here either. But okay, so we're very lucky to have Festival Park. When I came here, it was relatively new. It was, you know, right. It was there, but it was relatively
new.
We
started before Festival Park existed at that spot.
I heard it was a Don Hudson automobile dealership at that spot at one time.
Part of it.
And then they built Festival Hall, and we've had many events there. We've had our bridal extravaganza fairs there. We had a diamond. We did this with Rasmus and Diamonds. We hid diamonds somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And people had to go look for them, and it was a whole big thing. And so we had always had a lot of fun at Festival Park. But this is part of the history of Festival Park, and that's why I like it. Now, do you get fishermen from all over the country coming in, or just over the Great Lakes cities?
I wish I had brought that stat, but it's three countries.
Whoa!
And I kicked me for not remembering the number. Yeah, we had
get the boot.
No, we had a number of states too. It was something in the range of like 20 or 30 states had representation. This is
really?
We are a fishing destination. Not just regional, but national for our Great Lakes. And Lake Michigan in particular is an unbelievable salmon and trout fishery.
You say from different countries, though.
Yes. Yeah.
I assume Canada is one of them.
I think Australia.
Really?
Canada. And I don't know where the last one was, but I recall hearing there were three countries represented. So it's, again, it's a great event. To our knowledge, we are the largest or one of the largest freshwater fishing tournaments in the world.
Whoa. I think maybe people come from Michigan and come down to Minnesota, but I didn't realize they came from different countries to come fishing this festival.
Well, and don't forget, it's not just this location. Racine weighs in roughly 50% of the fish because this is the home. This is where it all began. But we have weigh-in ports roughly 12 or 13 other sites around the lake in Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And so there's participants.
So they can weigh in down there for this festival.
Correct. Yeah. You said it started originally. It was purely Racine back in the day. But as technology has allowed, it is now a lake-wide event.
Is the weigh-in station still the same one I've always remembered it right over there? It's right there by Festival Park.
It moves with the festival. So the last 10 years, it's been out at Reef Point in the parking lot right next to our tent. This year, of course, it'll be in Rotary Park where our site is.
I remember that. I remember we broadcast from one time from there. It got real busy, so we were getting in the way. So because they were coming in with all the fish and getting them weighed.
Yeah.
And it's an exciting thing to watch because these people are coming in. They want to win the big. They gave away boats in the past.
Yeah.
They gave away big cash prizes.
Yes.
And people come down. They want to have fun doing it. But as long as you're down there doing it, they want to win.
Yeah. And the success of those prizes, what they are, is partially a yield of how many people sign up. It's also partially a yield of what we get for sponsorship. And this year we have done a lot better on focusing on the sponsors. It's allowed us to have this great itinerary that we have for events for the week.
And we'll talk about that in a minute.
And it's going to be a fun year.
Okay. All right. Josh Sopchuk is here. He is the president of Salmon Unlimited of Wisconsin. Those are the people putting on Salmonorama this year. Salmonorama, big fishing festival and fun festival this year. They're bringing back the fun part of the festival as well, so it's not just fishing. So if you're like me and you don't fish, I eat fish, but I don't catch them. I did once, I told you, on the phone. I caught one
you're
fish.
You're missing out.
One fish once.
You get yourself hooked up to a screamer, you'll never forget it.
A screamer. More coming up in just a moment. WRJ and I'm Don Rosen. Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed at 719. Stay where you are.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show. Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed, sunny today with a high near 63. Beautiful weather out there now. I stuck my beak out a little while ago, and whoa, much is gorgeous. Hate to spend it in here. I should be out in the parking lot doing this broadcast today. We should be at
on a boat.
We should be at Festival Park today doing the broadcast. Clear tonight, a clear sky, lows around 44, and looks like a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 55. Right now it's clear and 46 degrees. I do need to answer a question. A listener sent me a question before an answer. I was talking about I have to get my driver's license renewed this next month coming up. You know, every 8 years, you got to get it renewed. And they said you could do it at home. Just, you know, send in your thing, and you don't have to come in to renew it. I said, well, how do you take my new picture? And people told me they used the old one. I always thought you had to go in. So somebody wrote back, I literally just renewed my driver's license. I'm good until 2032 now. I kept the same picture and was able to do it online for $34. Came in like 6 or 7 days later. I don't want to use the same picture. Guess people look at that and say, whoa! And of course, if I get into if I murder somebody, they'll use that picture on the news. I don't want them using it. So I don't plan on murdering anybody. Or if I'm killed, they'll use that picture because, well, I have other pictures around, but I don't want them using that picture. So, you do it from home now.
I didn't know that. I thought you had to go in. I spent my entire life going to the Motor Vehicle Bureau, and who knew? Anyway, so, yeah, I guess you can do it at home. The other thing was, I was going to ask you something about it. No, I didn't write. I write down, usually write down questions if I have them all off the top of my head. But you do have the line. Now, Salmon, we're talking to Josh Sopchuk here. He is the president of Salmon Unlimited, putting on Salmonorama. Once again, this year it's moving back to Festival Park. Or what's it? Rotary Park now, right?
Rotary Park at Rotary Festival Park. Hall.
I want to get the names right.
No, I've had to practice that one over the weekend myself.
Yeah, I got to get the names right. Okay, so it's coming back this year with a fun festival for the family. So even if you're not a fisherman, you can still enjoy Salmonorama. Before, when they got rid of the festival, you had to be a fisherman to enjoy it because that's what it was. It was a fishing contest only.
It's funny you mentioned that. Last year in the 4th of July parade, my daughter and a few other volunteer friends of hers and I handed out about 4,000 leaflets to advertise last year's Family Day and the events. And boy, there were a couple things that just resonated through the crowd. Everybody remembered the old festival and we're celebrating it. Everybody told us about the cheese curds that they remember. They remember the kids' fishing pond.
Yeah, kids' fishing pond.
You know, some of those beloved items. So that we brought back to the board and just discussed how impactful those items were to people as we were coming up on the 50th this year. And yeah, we're trying to integrate some of those back. And if you want, I could actually go through a list of some of the
yes,
things.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
We might have to cut you off in the middle of it because of our break, but go ahead, start doing it.
Sure. So Friday, July 12th, the day before the actual fishing event starts, we are going to have the 50th event kicked off with fireworks and live band called The Breakfast Club. And those are probably going to start. They're going to start, I think, at 7 o'clock for the music. We'll probably be open an hour or two before that to get the festival going. And then, of course, fireworks at sunset, probably.
Oh, fireworks!
9:20, 9:30. Yeah. Yeah. First, I don't know that we've ever had fireworks.
No.
I know Italian Fest and a lot of the other ones that we used to have down here had them. But for the 50th, we took a shot at bringing those out.
And those are not cheap.
They are not cheap. We have to give credit to a few places on that. First of all, Kelly Cruz, Downtown Racine Corporation, was a great resource for helping us. They utilized a firm, and we happily joined on with them for our show. We had partnership or sponsorship on the fireworks from Visit Racine County, and then also Town Bank carried the way for us to get those out there for the public.
I tell you, what a great name, Kelly Cruz. If I had to be a female star in Hollywood, Kelly Cruz would be the name I'd take.
Well, she's kind of got a PR role, so.
Yeah, I know, but still, Kelly Cruz, I mean, it's even better than Tom Cruise. That's his real name. But Kelly Cruz just rolls with the Kelly Cruz got those two K's things going on there. What else do we have?
You know, we're moving into Saturday then with our Family Day. So last year, we put out a Family Day event in which we had a free fish boil. And again, we'll predicate that to while supplies last. We had two bands on that, or we had one band last year, but this year we're going to have two bands. One early afternoon, which is Brian Daniels' band, and then in the evening we're having Coltrane in.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to have meat raffles, the fish boils, some kids' games. Just, again, like you said, a great family-oriented environment. And that's our whole goal with this whole festival event is we want this to be a place where the community comes down and feels like the whole family should be there.
Are you going to do it on the grassy area or where the ice rink used to be?
The ice rink where the tent is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we will have a lot of other vendors down there, including Riverside Marina will be bringing down some of their boats that they sell. So there's going to be a nice line of boats from them.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
Lynch, GMC, Lynch Display, or Lynch Superstore.
Yeah.
They're bringing down some of their vehicles to put on display as well because they're both tenured partners of the event for the fishing tournament.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. Yeah, oh, well, that sounds great. I'm glad the festival's coming back again.
Yeah.
Because it was gone for a number of years, and, you know, people always say, you know, just I wish it would come back again. First of all, it's a nostalgic thing for a lot of people.
It is.
And they went down there as kids, and now they have their own kids to bring down there.
They do. And, you know, in the event, the fishing tournament's been run by our committee chair, Jim LaFortune, and his team, of which I sit on that committee as a volunteer as well. But Jim has led the fishing tournament for probably, I think it's been 10 years now that he's been doing this, and he works his butt off. It is practically a part-time job during the fall after the event, and then a full-time job from now forward in terms of the amount of hours he volunteers and we volunteered to put this together.
What are the dates? When does it start?
Friday, July 12th is the kickoff.
Okay.
The fishing tournament starts at midnight, July 13th, and it ends on Sunday, July 21st with our big final day event.
Josh Sobchuk, Salmonorama, Salmon Unlimited, talking with us this morning. More coming up in just a moment here at Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN, a civic media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home, for Matt Nair on Air.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Garage sales, farmers markets, it looks like they all got jump-started over the weekend. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday, and that includes the Dane County Farmers Market. They're looking for a full complement of farm opportunities for you this year. Details on the way.
To help take care of your egg operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, One Tough Animal.
Jamie Bugel is the general manager of the Dane County Farmers Market, considered one of the most popular in the United States because it is entirely farmer-driven. She says those farmer vendors are going to be numerous this year and changing through the course of the season.
We have the same number of vendors that we did last year, which is around 220. But as you know, we kind of ramp up throughout the year as things come into season. And as a part of those 220, we have 16 new members. And a few of those new products that we'll see include Wisconsin-raised fish.
Jamie Bugel, she's the market manager for the Dane County Farmers Market back on the Capitol Square as of this past weekend. She says that if there's other vendors that are interested in being involved in the Dane County Farmers Market, they get put on a waiting list. She said there's been quite an improvement as far as that waiting list is concerned. Today, you'll only have to wait maybe about 2 years for a vending opportunity. She said that's quite an improvement over previous when you'd need to wait at least 10.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
By the way, speaking of the Dane County Farmers Market, even if you don't plan on making a trip to Madison to enjoy that event, Jamie Bugel tells us that there's other ways to engage. Last year, volunteers put together a cookbook using recipes submitted by vendors on the Capitol Square. And also, this week, the Bravo Network and their show Top Chef Wisconsin will feature the Farmers Market as their focal point for some of their next chef testant challenges. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, 54. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more likely from late tomorrow through tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We're very trusting of elevators. We're like, what is this, a casket on a string? Let's hop on. I don't know how it works, but if it shakes, we'll giggle. We giggle because we realize no one's driving the elevator. We're like, we're all gonna die. So we press one of these buttons or climb through the trap door in the ceiling that leads to every Bruce Willis movie. What do we do? We also giggle because there's no talking on an elevator, right? You get on an empty elevator, you and a friend, and you're like, I'll tell you later. It's like a den of awkwardness. You just stand there like, are we supposed to kiss? What are we doing? It's very strange. Not as awkward as a stairwell. You ever been in an abandoned stairwell by yourself? You encounter strangers coming the other way. There's always that moment where you meet eyes, where you're like, if you don't rape me, I won't rape you. What are you doing in this? What am I doing in this? Are we in an episode of Law and Order?
WRJN, I'm Don Rosen, and John Sopcich is here. He's president of Salmon Unlimited, putting on Salmonorama this year at Festival Park, which is actually Rotary Park. Let me get that in there. They were talking about elevators during that bit with Jim Gaffigan. My brother once did something. My brother's not a jokester, so I was really surprised that he did it. He got into an elevator, a crowded elevator, and you know how people turn around and face the door in an elevator? He turned around with his back to the elevator and started looking at people with a smile on his face. Now, elevators are scary to begin with, and he is in front of the door, so they can't make a quick getaway, and he's just facing them, smiling with those like sardonic smiles on his face. And people are looking down. They're looking up at the ceiling. They just don't want to make eye contact. But that's terrible to do that to people in an elevator. It's a scary place to be to begin with, but... All right, let's get to our news headlines here. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center watching the news for us this morning. Last week, it was a bank in Pleasant Prairie. Over the weekend, a bank in Kenosha's north side was hit. Kenosha police say they're still looking for a suspect in connection to the bank robbery at the U.S. Bank branch on 22nd Avenue on Saturday. It happened in the morning. It's the second bank robbery in about a week in the county. There was an arrest in the previous incident. No suspect that was accused in calling in the threat to a Costco before the robbery as well. A lawsuit was filed against the Raymond School Board for allegedly violating open meetings laws. The lawsuit claims that the board did not properly notify the public about a December 2022 retreat. It did not hold a meeting in an open session and failed to provide notice about what the meeting was about. The lawsuit was filed by Mitchell Berman, a parent in the district. The school board has 20 days to respond to the allegations. And a prank could turn deadly. Police in south of the state line issuing a warning. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says there has gotten several
9/11 calls regarding the senior assassin prank and involved teenagers scaring their friends with water guns or realistic-looking fake firearms while wearing masks and camouflage. The incidents are taking place in public spaces, and officials say they pose a serious risk. It could potentially lead to tragedy. Authorities are urging parents to have conversations with their kids about the dangers of the prank. Whoa, pranks are changing. Stuart J. Waddles watching the news for us in our news center this morning. We're at WRJN. Hell of updates throughout the day for you. I was not a prankster. I never did any of that stuff. They had a thing the other day. The cops shot this teenager. He had a lookalike gun. He was waving it around to people in the neighborhood. Wasn't real, but I saw the gun. You can't tell the difference. It was a lookalike gun. When I was a kid, we had cap pistols we used to bring to school. One was a realistic-looking gun, and we used to bring them for show and tell. I mean, times have changed. You can't do that today. But we used to bring all this stuff to school, and nothing was ever said about it. You could bring anything to school when I was a kid. Nobody cared, because there was nothing like there is today. They didn't have school shootings or anything like that. But, yeah, you got to be careful out there today. I remember having a cap pistol, and all the kids would have their and we'd aim it at, shoot each other. It was the cap pistol, but some of them looked real. And nobody ever, they would go, ha, 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 look at that. They're having a gunfight in the street. Oh, well, times have changed. Josh Sopchuk is here, president of Salmon Unlimited. We're talking about Salmonorama. If you have a comment for him or any comments, you can text me, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. I'm trying to come up with a name, an acronym, or just a name that 7445 stood for. And I came up with Phil, P-H-I-L, or Shill, S-H-I-L. I was trying to come up with what does 7445 stand for, because our regular phone number is 634-WRJN, 9756.
Sure.
But that's what this number is. It's odd. It's hard to remember. 262-300-7445. We did the whole lineup yet? Or
No. We just got through into Saturday with the family day.
Yeah.
Sunday and Monday, just continuing on from that, we have two mini tournaments that are going on. So if you like watching weigh-ins, those are great days to come out, because you'll have 20, 30 boats each day at the completion of the event midday weighing in the fish. Getting into Tuesday, we have a very special event. We bring out a group of paralyzed veterans in participation with the Paralyzed Veterans Association, PVA, and bring them out on charter boats. That one, we had some great help last year from the City of Racine's Fire Department and paramedics for assisting people in and out of the boat. Wednesday is going to be our Kids Day this year. In that particular case, we're just waiting on buttoning up our contract with Festival Parks for the site. But once we get that done, we hope to have a free fish day on that day at the fish pond. Every other day, the pond will be there, but potentially Wednesday, we would have it be free for the kids. Thursday, tentatively at this point, we've got a pull tab tournament being hosted by a third party. We're waiting to get the details on that set up. Friday, and again, every one of these nights is going to have a band live from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock during the weekdays. So we've got bands every night of the week. And then Saturday, we're going to have a big cornhole tournament. And I got corrected on this. I called it bag-o, but apparently there's a difference between bag-o and bags.
Never heard of bag-o.
Yes, well... correct me for being wrong on it, and I only play as a casual person at a family barbecue or picnic.
And here's something I bet you didn't know. There are some colleges that are giving scholarships for
Get
cornhole.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we have the story on the air.
Well, you can play video games and get one, too, so.
I know. They're giving when I went to college, you had to get, if you didn't have the grades, you didn't get the scholarship. Now, who knew? I would have waited and played cornhole.
If your beer lifting arm is good, you're yeah. probably ripe for that scholarship. But we have a great tournament organizer. For a cornhole tournament that's going to be held at the site. I believe that one's like 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're talking a couple hundred teams. Traveling teams that play in these tournaments are coming to Racine. So we're going to have a large draw coming in for that in terms of population to experience our area. And then it all caps off with Sunday's final day event. And if you haven't been there for that, you're missing out.
We always did that, and we always brought our news department in on Sunday to announce the winners.
Yeah.
We always waited for that winning announcement, and Tom Carco used to come in on a Sunday and just wait, and we broke into program. Here it is. I got the winners. Now, I mentioned to you this on the phone while we were talking. This was on Court Cam, I think, They caught these two lunatics.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Who were putting lead weights in the fish and winning these fishing festivals. And they were like $10,000 prizes. They weren't cheap.
Yes.
So, and they were cheating. And one day they suspected, and the guy, I don't know what you're talking about. They cut the fish open, and there were these lead weights inside the
fish. He said, we got weights.
Yeah, and I can't believe somebody would do that. But obviously, these two guys didn't. Now, they went to prison because it was a robbery. They basically took money for something that they didn't deserve the money for. But that happens, I guess.
That happens. One of the guys was also, a couple months later...
You remember the story?
Arrested, yeah Lake Erie Walleye okay. tournament. But one of the two guys was also arrested with his son for producing counterfeit money as well shortly after that. So
I guess if you're a no good Nick, you're a no good Nick no matter what.
There are good people all over this world. And unfortunately, there are people that will push the limits or break the limits as well. And it happens. We do our best to mitigate that through different exams. It's not just lead weights. There's other ways the guys try to cheat.
How can you cheat on a fish rather than
I'm not going to go share the... this isn't a top 10. Come on.
Now, it's all a weight thing, though, right?
It is, with exception to, I believe, the perch division is measured by length.
Oh, okay.
Just because of the size of the fish. So
nobody ever put a fake fish up there, did they? They're all real fish. You could tell.
They're all real fish. Yes.
Nobody tried to pull.
No. We actually try to get all of the winning fish down to our site. As you know, yeah. We have the freezer down there and have them on display.
Yeah. I do remember the freezer. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have those out there, but we do examine in multiple ways. And again, this is where I tip my cap to Jim as the tournament director, the chairman. And some of the other more experienced members who've been around for years, they know what to look for. There are telltale signs. I know some of them, but I do not know many. It is just something that over the years you see things
happen. Experts know what to look for.
Yes. Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
So I went fishing once in my life, and it was right before Salmonorama. They took radio people or anybody out there to go fishing, and I didn't know anything about fishing. I had never went in my life. So I did go fishing once on the Great South Bay on Long Island. I put a rod in the water, didn't catch anything, but... We just put it in there because we were bored for a summer afternoon. But I went fishing, and I caught a fish. And pretty fast, too.
Yeah.
I think there was some guy in a scuba suit putting it on my my hook. I can't swear to that. But I caught a fish. He said, well, you want it? I said, no, put it back. I feel bad. The poor thing, you know, it probably has a family and everything. Put him back. So I did, but I did catch a fish, and it was pretty, wasn't small.
Oh,
but
that's modest for here.
Yeah. I caught a nice little fish, and he put up a little fight.
Here, check out some of these. Okay. These were from yesterday.
Okay, so I'm looking at photos, by the way.
Yeah, you've got my two kids.
Oh, look at you.
And then we brought in a couple of our friends' kids as well.
Yeah.
And this is just outside Racine. This is down in front of the Decoven Center. This is down in front of Pershing Park, but we're talking, 3 foot long brown trout. We're talking, I don't think we took a picture of the coho because they're a little smaller, but they're absolutely fantastic.
People don't catch salmon, though.
Yes.
Oh, they do catch salmon.
King salmon, coho salmon.
Okay, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that's the
winner of the event is typically a king salmon. Just because they are the largest, in general, they're the largest and most voracious eaters. But we also, a few years back, boy, I think it was 2010, we had a world record brown trout win the event, caught just off Wind Point. It was a 40-pound brown trout.
Now, there was another fishing event not far from here, Coho-Rama. I remember that in Kenosha.
Yes.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
No. Okay. There was, in fact, as you were sharing some of these great photos with me of the past that you had... And we started talking about our 50th. Some guys in the Kenosha Club started posting photos of theirs, and there was a little bit of a fervor from the public in Kenosha saying, "Bring Coho-Rama back too." And we'll see. There, it's all in the volunteers.
Is that why these festivals think they can't find people to volunteer to run it anymore?
None of us are paid. Yeah. I guess I don't know if that's publicly aware too, but Salmon Unlimited is a 501c3 nonprofit. I'm the president. We've got a full board. Jim is our chairman for the event. None of us are paid. None of our committee volunteers are paid.
So it's like radio.
Not underpaid, not paid.
Something like radio.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking to John Sopchuk. He is the president of Salmon Unlimited. who put on Salmonorama. Not only is the fishing tournament going on again this year, but this time they're bringing back the festival, as you remember. Maybe when you were younger as a kid, you used to go with your parents. Well, now you can bring your kids along this year. 748 WRJM. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 63. Clear tonight. Lows around 44. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high near 55 degrees. Get the current temperature here. It's gone up a little bit. It's 49 degrees with beautiful sunshine. The birds are singing. Enjoy your day today. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Don't forget, 262-300-7445. If you have a question for our guest, 749 now, WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The song that put ABBA on the map. This is the song they sang in the Euro competition that they won. And, of course, the rest is history with ABBA. 752 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, the civic media station. I'm Don Rosen. And Josh Sopchuk is here spending the morning, the president of Salmon Unlimited, putting on Salmonorama. And we talked briefly. Salmonorama did change their name 1 year. The festival is called The Big One.
I heard it.
You don't.
I don't remember it. That was definitely before my time.
I remember when they changed, and it was scary because they changed it, but it went right back to Salmonorama.
I think I heard there was some pushback to get it back to Salmonorama.
And they also have the float.
Everybody's the big fish.
It's got a hook line and thing, and it's a big fish as Salmonorama. But we came up with an idea for the 4th of July parade this year. have someone dressed in a fish outfit. You guys trying to catch him and reel him in, and he's fighting for the full four miles.
Can't have the public do that, though. They have, Fourth Fest has got some safety rules and restrictions on. Yeah, can't. There are certain things you can and can't do, as we learned last year, or what we knew I learned last year, is my first year being involved in the parade.
I know. You can't throw candy along the parade route. You can't do anything to get. But people do it anyway. They're told not to do it, but they do it anyway.
I guess, if you hear the backstories or the risks, you get a kid that runs out in front of a vehicle to grab a piece of candy that's on the ground. Or things happen.
And I live right on Main Street, so the parade goes right past my... We used to broadcast the parade every year from my front lawn because it goes right past my house.
Well, they are working you for every penny then.
Well, this year we're not broadcasting it. But yeah, we used to set it up on our lawn.
Uh-huh.
We brought all the equipment down. We had two of our announcers come down there.
Sure.
And they gave me a wireless to walk the parade route.
Okay.
And in front of the house, and we interviewed everybody that came by. But we did it for years and years and years, and then a new owner took over, and he didn't want to do it. I wasn't going to let him use my house anyway. But even if he wanted to, I wouldn't let him do it. But
well, in downtown, I know 2 years ago, they had that live interview spot right at Monument Square on mm-hmm. like 6th Street, and I think that's Sam Johnson.
Yeah, he tried it for 1 year, but
didn't do it last year.
No, he didn't. He stopped doing it altogether.
Okay. Yeah, I think it just... I think the parade itself had their own 2 years ago.
Oh, they still do.
Yeah.
They have... they do TV coverage in Channel 24.
Yes, yeah.
18 or 24. I think 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have it down there, and... They should have, and this is, I'm not knocking anybody, but they should have somebody who's a local yokel down there doing it. They have people from Milwaukee come in, and they're not that familiar with Racine and some other people in the parade, and they have their sheets of paper.
Sure.
And they do a good job. It's just you should have a local yokel, and not me, by the way, but they should have a local yokel in there doing the parade.
Someone with personality, like a Doug Nicholson or...
Who's just somebody who knows Racine.
Yes.
And is familiar with the history of the parade and so forth. You know, the parade used to go the other direction one time?
I did not.
Yeah, there's pictures of it. I didn't know it either until I saw the pictures.
I think it's easier to walk south because it's downhill.
Well, Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte did a whole thing at the Golden Rondelle on the 4th of July parade. And they did. My house was in there for years, from the 1940s, 50s, 60s. You can see my house in the background. But it used to go one time for a couple of years. They had it going the other way. And it looks odd because we're so used to seeing it march toward downtown, not from downtown.
Sure.
And it was really weird. But
I wonder if it had to do with staging, perhaps with the SCJ parking lots. They had more room and tried it that way, because obviously we stage right up by the zoo on the Main Street area and some of its ancillary roads. And
Maybe somebody was dyslexic and they didn't realize they were doing it. That could be, too.
Holding the map upside down.
So let's do a quick review here. So... The Salmonorama Fishing Festival has been going on. It's never stopped. But it was at the Reef Point Marina for a few years. Now it's coming back to Rotary Park, Festival Park.
Started down at that Festival Park area.
Yeah.
Went to Pershing Park for a while. Went to Reef Point, which was a wonderful site, just limited on parking and wonderful team to work with. And now we're back to where it began. And we have a lot of parking accessibility.
But the festival, the actual fun festival part, not for the fishermen, that's fun for them, but for the public coming
there.
That's coming back this year with the kids' fishing pond, with the food.
Fireworks.
Cheese curds.
Raffles.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Fried.
Cheese curds.
We have folks on the parade route. You told me last year. You told all of us last year, by the hundreds, by the thousands. We spent this winter trying to find that famous Kiwanis recipe, and we had some... Individuals were able to help us out with that. Dave Brinkman and his wife, Kim, did a great job in testing multiple recipes until Jim was given what we believe to be the true recipe. And it was very similar to the ones we were given. Boy, I'll tell you, testing those cheese curds at our meeting nights, it's been tough. But we did it for you folks.
I'll tell you what the secret is, using oil from the years past without cleaning it. Just the old cooking oil.
Adds to the flavor.
Well, that was an old bit on Married with Children.
Oh.
He used to use the old charcoal ashes when he made his new burgers from years gone by.
Oh.
You got to use the old for the new. So bring in the old.
It is incredible. We've tested these, and we can see why there was so much fervor about cheese curds, fried cheese curds. We have them back. They will be part of this festival. Again, these are things that we're getting buttoned up here. A ton of volunteers and a ton of hours.
A lot of work. A lot of work to do. Now, one more time before we wrap it up here, the dates for Salmonorama this year.
The kickoff party is Friday, July 12th, starting off the evening with a live band and fireworks, and we're going to roll all the way on through to our final day event on Sunday, July 21st. And that will start up, you can be down there anytime at like 10 a.m. and beyond, but really around noon, 1 o'clock is when you're going to start seeing the action happen. All the big raffles, if you've never been down there for our final day raffle, we have a trailer full of stuff that we're raffling off. You can buy those tickets throughout the week.
And, of course, the winners are announced, the Big Fishing Festival winners on that Sunday.
Did we even talk about what the grand prize is this year?
Yeah, I think you did.
$50,000 in cash and prizes.
All right, now I'm going to fish.
Now you're going to fish.
Josh Sobchak, he'll be back as we get closer to Salmonorama, the president of Salmon Unlimited. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, right here at Civic Media's WRJN Hometown Radio. Refresh.
Your home for the Bucks. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The trial of the century. Donald Trump will have all the coverage 4 to 6 statewide.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at wistatefair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.